This is the Division 2, Division 3 podcast.
Welcome to the Inside Lacrosse podcast. We have Eric Wolf here talking about the latest change in lacrosse. LIU Post and LIU Brooklyn are merging. The One LIU campaign. Long Island University will be a Division I men's lacrosse program. Coach, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Beautiful sunny day in Long Island, like it is every day all year round.
You know, so this was a big announcement. You know, kind of came on the heels of the Merrimack announcement just a few weeks prior to yours of the program transitioning from Division II to Division I. Overall, though, for you guys, can you explain, you know, not just specific to lacrosse, but specific to LIU and what this merger means and why it's a positive for Long Island University?
Yeah, I mean, I really have to keep it to my knowledge about my program and the men's lacrosse team and how it's going to affect us. For us, it's a positive thing. I think we're really excited about the future and elevating to Division I. And frankly, the way we run the program in terms of the commitment level from the guys and what we expect from them is really not going to change on a day-to-day basis. I think the biggest thing that's going to change for us is really the recruiting profile and the recruiting landscape and the families that we need to get in front of and the kids that we need to get in front of and the student-athletes that we need to see. That's really going to be the biggest change. Maybe some kids that were chasing the dream to Division I and they were interested in us, but, hey, coach, I want to play D1, and I certainly understand that, and that wasn't offered to them at LIU. And now moving forward, that opportunity is here for them. So, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. We've made a lot of phone calls and reached out to a lot of guys and even guys that maybe passed on us before trying to get back in the game. So for us, it's really been recruiting focused.
You know, for you, you're still pretty new to this job. You know, you just kind of got hired, a little over a year ago now. And now you're transitioning from Division II to Division I. What's going through your mind right now?
We have a phrase we say, SFC in our program means shift, flex, change, regardless of any situation, anything that's out of your control, you got to be willing and ready to adapt. So for me, it's just SFC. It's another day, another challenge, and we got to adapt. For me, my, comfort level and where I've been most successful is at the Division I level. Now it certainly was as an assistant, but you know, I played at the Division I level and I coached for about a decade at the Division I level. So for me, it's really the norm. To me, the Division II was really the biggest change in getting adapted to this. So I have, you know, a little over a year and a half experience at Division II, and by the end I'll have 2 years, and then I fall back on over, you know, 14, 15 years at Division I. So for me, I know the landscape, I know what it takes, and I'm really pumped for the opportunity for our guys and for our future at LIU.
You know, I'm sure that saying was something that you said to your team. But overall, you know, this announcement, I'm sure it's kind of it's a big deal for the guys that you have on your team. What was your message to all the guys that you have that you coach and your assistants and the people involved with this program?
Good question. I mean, the first thing I think we had to process and be like, all right, what does this mean for us? What does this mean for our future? And, you know, you tell a group of competitors like, hey, fellas, we're going up. And they were all like, all right, let's go. And then I said, with that being said, what we're doing now, no disrespect to Division II, it's not gonna work going forward if we stay at the status quo, because everybody gets bigger, faster, and stronger. And again, that's not a shot at Division II. That's just the reality in that the athletes are different at the Division I level. So for us, my message was, okay, this is exciting. This is positive for our program. Everyone's going to have a great experience with it. However, everything is getting ratcheted up like 50% at least in terms of our commitment level, what we're doing on and off the field, how hard we're working. We've already made changes to our lifting and to our conditioning, which we start next week. And for us, I just told them, I don't question my guys' commitment level in any way, shape, or form, but they are going to be pushed even harder for us to step up a notch and step up a level and to be competitive at that landscape. And we had some good tests this fall. Coincidentally, you know, we scrimmaged Sacred Heart. It was going to be a conference game, and we scrimmaged Stony Brook as well. So we got a pretty good look at what that landscape is going to be, and we were very fortunate to have those guys on our fall schedule.
You mentioned a lot of focus on recruiting. Do you expect this to, you know, Long Island, you're still in a hotbed of recruiting. You're recruiting guys who are Division I talents who, for whatever reason, you know, chose LIU post, you know, maybe to stay home, and there's not a ton of universities on Long Island to continue playing lacrosse, you know, at such a high level. But how do you see the recruiting kind of translate now that you have this, you know, option to be a Division I program on Long Island?
Yeah, obviously being on the hotbed and being here in Long Island, we're very fortunate in how many programs we are surrounded with. And again, it doesn't mean anything unless you go out there, you hit the road, you hit the phones, and you're working your butt off. And that's what we've been focusing on outside of our team. We have been working very hard to get in front of guys. And obviously it's late in the process with the national letter of intent coming up. The first opening date, I believe it's the 14th of November. So we're looking to hit that kind of full steam ahead. And, you know, we're not really changing the areas that we're going to hit. We're still going to hit, you know, Long Island and the tri-state area. And we dip into New England a little bit and upstate New York and obviously in Canada. We're going to still have that same approach. But I really just think the caliber of talent that we're going to be able to reach is going to be a little bit different. And we've already seen that in terms of the guys that we've been communicating to, even in the senior class right now. And that's really what we've been focused on. And then as we move into November here, we're going to be very focused on the juniors in the 2020s and kind of trying to catch up to the rest of the Division I landscape up there, because we were very focused on these seniors in the 19s and finishing out our class. So it's been, I think we're right there. It's just we really got to stay the course and make sure we're using our scholarship, our scholarships wisely, and getting the right character kids and the right athletes that we think can play our style and can be competitive here.
The NEC has gone through a pretty sizable growth spurt, you know, just in the past few weeks, you know, with you guys, with Merrimack, and now with NJIT joining as an associate member of this conference. What's the appeal of this conference in terms of the talent that you're going to play, you know, the ability to kind of have a schedule that is pretty set and regionally smart for you guys? Just what are some of the things that maybe the NEC provides for you?
Well, I think it's incredible competition. I'm very familiar with a lot of these teams, having coached at Siena College and coached at Albany in the America East. So I'm familiar with the MAC. I'm familiar with the America East, obviously at Harvard with the Ivy League, and just going up against ACC schools and stuff like that. So I know all the conferences pretty well. The thing that jumps out to me about the NEC is that I think it's up for grabs every year. I think any team really has a shot to be competitive, to make it into the conference championship, and then to make it into the NCAA tournament, whether it be in the play-in game or any way you get into that tournament. We, you know, there's a blueprint and there's a path, and you can just look at, you know, the way Brian's done it and with Coach Pressler down there. Those guys made a run coming out of the NEC, so it can be done. And I definitely think we have a ways to go in terms of catching up to the bodies, to the sizes, to the speed and strength that all the teams in the NEC play, because, you know, playing Sacred Heart and Stony Brook, those guys, they're ahead of us right now in regards to that. But with that being said, we're up for the challenge, and we are working our butts off to catch up as quick as we can and hopefully move ahead at some point. That's the game plan, and I think any coach who's sent anything other than that is, you know, I don't know what they're doing if they're not being competitive.
You know, from what I understand, you guys are going to be eligible for the conference championship right away as soon as you make that transition to Division I. What kind of maybe a leg up or advantage does that give you to just be able to jump in right away and be eligible for that postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Again, I can't speak to any other programs or Merrimack or what they have to go through. You know, for us, being able to compete and have the conference championship, you know, carrot kind of hanging out in front of you, I mean, it changes everything. If you can compete for your conference championship, you make it to the championship, and you're fortunate enough to win that AQ, and you get into the NCAA tournament, again, whether it's as the playing game or any way you get in, we want to get in. So for us, our goal is going to be completely focused on the conference championship and being competitive and doing our best to make the tournament, which is certainly not a given with how competitive those teams are within the conference. Once we make it to that tournament, we're going to win the whole thing, and then we're going to win the conference championship, and then we're going to give we're going to give it everything we got in the NCAA tournament and take any team that we're fortunate enough to square off against. That's the goal. And again, I think every coach is going to tell you the same exact thing. You want to win your conference championship, you want to get into the dance, and you want to fight. That's the plan.
You know, obviously this is very exciting for your program. There's a lot of buzz about this, I'm sure. You can feel the energy just from your team and from your peers. But there's still a job to do. You know, you're in fall ball. You know, I know today you had some player meetings. You know, you've got practices and scrimmages and all this stuff. How do you get to work? How do you get the focus back onto the challenge ahead of you right here?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. I think it's just stay the course. I think, you know, it's like, listen, fellas, we're going to have a week. This is going to be emotional. There's going to be a lot of things going on. You're going to be feeling different things. People around you are going to be feeling different things in terms of how it's going to affect everyone's life. For us, it's a positive thing. So we talked about it, and we're not, you know, we're not talking about this. It's a reality. It's hanging out there that this is going to happen. So we've used it as a motivating factor. We're definitely aware of that we're going to get every team's best shot in Division II because it's going to be their last shot. We are very mindful of the target that's on our back. And with that being said, you know, as our guys would say, and I say, bring it on. We want it. We want the challenge. We want everybody's best, because that's going to bring in our best. So we are fully aware of what it's going to do to our competitors. But for us, you know, again, keeping that simple, single focus of getting, as cliche as it sounds, just putting together a drill, a rep, a day, a practice, a week, a month, and then things start going downhill in terms of getting momentum, and then hopefully you are getting better. All we can do is fight to reach our potential, fight to grow, fight to be the best that we can possibly be. And wherever that takes us, we will accept that if we put in the time and we do our best. So again, a lot of cliche terms out there, but they're true. You really have to be focused on the small stuff and keep an idea about what the big picture is. Right now we're a Division II team competing for a conference championship and competing for the national championship. When we, you know, take the next step next year, Division I, that's not going to change. We want to get better every day. We want to compete for the conference championship and then for the national championship. That's the goal. It's just we understand that the level of competition will increase, and we need to increase our output and our input every single day in order to be able to keep up with those guys and hopefully surpass and be competitive and beat some of those guys.
How do you summarize your first year at LAU Post in terms of on the field? What were some of the successes, and what were some of the things that maybe your team can do better heading into 2019?
I mean, I'm not going to give you the political version. I'll give it to you real, like what I told our seniors. I love our seniors, the bonds that we created, the culture that we set. That was awesome. I mean, coming into year two, everything is just in place. So things are greased up now. But, you know, off the field, I was really, really proud and happy what we did. On the field, I was completely disappointed in 10-5 finish and, you know, falling short of the NCAA tournament. You know, we had a nice win versus a really strong Adelphi program, but we fell short in some of those bigger games. So, you know, taking the team that was 500 2 years ago and going to 10-5, I think that's a bright spot. But the reality is, and I know if you talk to every one of those seniors, those guys expect to win the conference championship and they expect to win the national championship. So for us, anything other than the ECC championship and a national championship will be a disappointment for our program this year.
And to do that, it looks like you've got at least a lot of points coming back to help you along the way. How's your team shaping up for 2019? You know, William Snelders had a freshman year that was pretty phenomenal, you know, scoring over 60 goals. How are you looking for 2019?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, we got better. We're stronger. And again, no disrespect to any of my former guys that have moved on, but we have more depth. We got a couple nice transfers come in. So I honestly think our top nine offensive players could all play at the Division I level. So we really, it really honestly flipped from last year. Defense was our strength last year, and in the net and facing off, and in the net and facing off, those guys return. Offensively, at times when we struggle to put the ball in the back of the net. So we have, we've added a lot of pieces on the offensive end that are really going to increase our tempo and increase our output in terms of putting up goals. Defensively, we lost a lot of minutes at rope, at close, at pole. So right now, I think we're a little bit lighter at defense and definitely heavier on offense. But for us, you know, if our guy at the X is doing his job and we're getting the ball, we're going to feel pretty good about putting up some pretty solid numbers. So I wouldn't say right now we're completely balanced, but we are working on improving our defense and getting those guys some experience and some real minutes and some confidence so that we can be prepared to be a balanced team, because you got to get stops and win a championship.
Kind of looking back to the Division One move, how much are you involved in, you know, just kind of figuring out the logistics? You know, do you have to start putting together a schedule now? Just some of those details that go along with being a head coach. Has that process really started for you, or is that still a ways down the line?
I mean, it's still a ways down the line in terms of, you know, the logistics that go into it. We have some conference, some NEC stuff that we have, you know, phone call coming up and the meetings coming up at the convention in terms of the scheduling with NJIT and with Merrimack coming in. And again, you're looking at 10 teams in the conference, so you're not a whole heck of a lot of room for scheduling when you're looking at 17 contests at the Division I level. So a lot of that stuff, I think, is up on the horizon, certainly in the back of my mind. I have an idea about it. We'd love to, you know, get the rivalry going with our teams on Long Island and in the tri-state area, just for our families that they can obviously attend the games. And we'd love to square off with, you know, a couple of those big boys and giving us a look. And, you know, for any of those teams that are out there and, you know, that want to get onto Long Island, have a recruiting presence, you know, what an opportunity to come down to Long Island and play us. So the schedule, I know it's going to be a work in progress, but what I know is we're going to have a good chunk of it is already predetermined. So that stuff is probably well above my pay grade. They tell me where to play and who to play, and I'm going to do it. And then I'm confident with my relationships at the Division I level that we'll be able to put together a competitive schedule for next spring.
And how much of a rivalry are you guys going to have with Merrimack? You guys both coming into Division I from Division II, you got to feel like that's going to be a pretty natural rivalry to start.
Yeah, I think so. And rivalries start when, you know, one team is beating the other team, and they got our number right now. So we got some work to do in order. I think in order to call it a rivalry, we got to do our part, and we got to catch them because I think they it's been pretty one sided to this point. And that's certainly the plan. And I respect Coach Morgan and what those guys do up there. They were very talented last year. I'm sure they're going to be very good this year. But, you know, being familiar with a team like that and then being familiar with us, I'm sure that's going to go a long way towards just bringing a healthy rivalry into the conference. And, again, I know a lot of the coaches that are in the NEC, and with Brian and Coach Pressler and St. Joe's and Hobart and Coach Raymond up there, Sacred Heart, Wagner, I know they just – I think they just hired somebody. So I know there's a lot of healthy stuff going on in the conference. And I've talked to a couple of those guys, and they said it's a good conference in terms of, you know, sportsmanship, and guys are really getting after it, but they're doing it in the right way. So I'm really looking forward to developing some of those rivalries and bringing our culture and our competitive nature to the conference.
Coach, I appreciate the time. This has been great explaining what's going on with LIU, and what can we expect? Anything new on the slate for you for 2019, and then the rest of this fall, winter period, what's kind of your goals before you get into January?
Our schedule a little bit. We added Seton Hill. That'll be on our senior day towards the end. Most of the schedule is the same from last year, so we'll have Pace, we'll have Merrimack. We'll have Seton Hill in there, obviously Tech and Mercy and all the local schools. So we feel like we have a pretty competitive schedule that should put us in there, even with the bracket expanding, assuming we take care of business. As far as the individuals, we're giving our guys off this week after we played four scrimmages. So we played in the fall, we played Sacred Heart, we played Stony Brook, we played Assumption and Union came down our place this weekend. So we got a lot of good looks. So I'm giving the guys off this week outside of lifting on Tuesday, Thursday. As we move forward with individuals, we're going to kind of pick everything up and kind of turn up the heat there. So we will have, we'll be lifting 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We'll be conditioning on Tuesday, Thursday. We'll have our individuals kind of broken up into half-hour slots. Two individuals on Monday, so half hour, another individual on Wednesday, half hour. We'll play a little bit on Friday, and then we'll give the boys off for the weekend. But for us, compared to last year, like, we did a lot of skill work. We did a lot of stick work and just hammering home our fundamentals. We feel right now the most work we need is on-ball defense and on-ball dodging. So we're going to get after a little bit more, try and stay healthy, more so looking at one-on-ones, two-on-twos, threes, fours, and kind of building up to sixes. I go back to really my time at Harvard. We use this period to really grow our guys' confidence with on-ball dodging, on-ball defending, and those guys gave us a lot of good feedback about how much confidence they got out of that. So we feel like schematically we're in a pretty good place. On-ball dodging, on-ball defense, getting to the rack, and keeping guys away from the goal and out of the middle of the field is going to be our biggest goal really here for individuals. So we're turning it up with conditioning. I think as a coach, I've failed to get our guys in the shape that they need to be in. I think I've underestimated that we can get it going in those first 4 weeks. The reality is I don't think we can without proper preparation in November and December. So, I mean, I told our guys today, and they're going to find out tomorrow what the plan is. We are turning up, and we are going to be ready to roll, and we're going to try and outrun, outgun everybody on the field. So it's really no surprise for any of our competition. They know how we play, but our guys are going to be in shape. They're going to be physically stronger than they've ever been, and we are going to run up and down the field as fast as we can. We're trying to score as many goals as we possibly can within the 60 minutes, and we're trying to keep them, off the scoreboard as much as we can as well. But we're everything we did last year, we're looking to turn it up all the way, 50% increase in terms of everything we've been doing.
Eric, thanks for the time.
Thanks, man. Appreciate your time, man, the platform.
This is the Division 2, Division 3 podcast.